Okay, today's daf is Arachin, daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tez Zayin Amabez, a little up, where the Gemara says, Ad Heichan. Ad Heichan, that's what we're going to start from. Just one hour from yesterday, I didn't mention the whole Gemara relating to Tochacha, and the thought from Avaron Soloveitchik, and the discussions in the Rishonim, how exactly to put together the Gemara in Yevamos, daf Samachay, which says that you're not supposed to give Tochacha to someone who you know is not going to listen, versus this Gemara, which says that you're supposed to give until they start cursing you, until they start hitting you. So he put those two Gemaras together. Again, the Ritva there talks about Tzina versus Befarhesia. Is it different types of Averis? Either way. But there is a Chakira in the Achronim that they mention regarding the Mitzvah of Tochacha, and that is, how much is Tochacha purely for the benefit of the listener, of the receiver, that I'm going to be Tochacha to be able to stop him from doing the Avera. That's the pashas of the Mitzvah of Tochacha. Or is there something deeper behind the Mitzvah of Tochacha? There's a chiyuv to protest when I see a Chil Hashem occurring. I have a chiyuv to protest, even if I don't think that I'm going to succeed. But it's mitzidi. It's not mitzad the one that is hearing the muchach. It's the mochiach. There is an idea of Tochacha regarding that too. So that's the Chakira, and that's some Achronim argue exactly how to put these two Gemaras together. But this issue might be at root in terms of what they're saying. How much is it in terms of the listener? How much is Tochacha goal-oriented, result-oriented? And how much is it? No, the mitzvah is that when I see a problem in my friend, so then I have a chiyuv, again, without embarrassing, the end of the pasuk says, lo sisa lav chait. But without embarrassing, I have to make sure to register my protest. So that it can be recorded in Shamayim that I am not happy with what is happening. Number one. Number two, just a couple of hours from yesterday. Number two, I mentioned that Yehonasan and David are the ones that are given as the example in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos of Ava Sheina Tuliya B'davar. The Medrash Shmuel there points out in Pirkei Avos that why is this the example picked? Because it's an Ava that didn't make sense at all. It should dafka not have happened. Yonasan was the next in line to the throne. And yet, he was David HaMelech's best friend. So out of anybody, you could have, I get something out of it. Here, dafka, Yonasan didn't get something out of it, and he loses. Like David says, as long as Ben Yishai is high, your malchus is not going to be established. And Yonasan says, I don't care, this is Ava, she'ena tluya bedavar. Number two, and the final point, and then we'll start again. And that is the Ben Yoyada that I mentioned outside. I just wanted to read it inside today, relating to Yonasan. The Gemara mentioned the last thing we did yesterday, all three shitas that say how far Tochacha goes, the source is Yonasan and David. So Ben Yoyada points out, though, that even though this is the source of Tochacha, Yonasan didn't give his father Tochacha beferish. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm not allowed to say, my father, you are wrong. I'm allowed to say that. I have to say it, but Derech Remez, I have to say it. Doesn't it say, didn't I once learn with you? However I say it, but that's how it must be said. So the Ben Yoyada says, that's exactly what happened here. V'nirli b'siyata d'shmaya, d'gam ata, asa Yonasan tochacha la'aviv b'remez. He was hinted, ki shol amar, matul lo ba ben yishai, shlo eskiru b'shmo, b'shvil shehaya sono. V'yonasan heishiv, heishiv shol, nish'al David, me'imadi. She's kiru b'shmo, lirmos, to hint to Shaul, Aviv, ain David sone, kasha chashavta, David doesn't hate you. De lakach lo karaso b'shmo, elahu ohev de roi lakroso b'shmo, you should call him by his name. V'chulus, that's the hint, that why he did that in that way, because he didn't want to give tochacha to his father, b'feirish. Okay, so that is just another couple of points related to yesterday. Again, there's a lot more, obviously, tochacha. One other ha'ara I saw, we're in the Tochacha, following the Lashon Hara Gemaras. So a ha'ara in one of the Moros Hadaf pages. Why isn't Lashon Hara in the Shulchan Aruch? Hilchos Lashon Hara, why isn't it in the Shulchan Aruch? Where is it? Right, it's a little bit in Mishnayos right here. A little bit. But why isn't it in the Shulchan Aruch? So one of the answers is that it was so obvious. Just like the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's also to eat pig. Why? Because never push it. You don't need the Shulchan Aruch to say Chazar is treif. So you don't need a Shulchan Aruch to tell me about Lashon Hara. That's why it's not there. Similar idea to what the Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Menachos, why there aren't major discussions in Mishnayos of tefillin and tzitzis, and possibly we use that Hanukkah time, because anything that is so chaviv to the Jewish people, that it's so known and obvious, so Rabbi Yonasi didn't mention it. That's what the Rambam says about tefillin and tzitzis v'chulu. But that is what some suggest. Maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch didn't put it in, which is so obvious. You don't have to say, don't eat pig. Right, that does not have to be in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe Tom Kaker of Pirk has to be there, but not the main Isser itself. Okay, let us continue now where we are up to. Ad Heichan. Says the Gemara, Ad Heichan, Lo Yishane, Adam, Bachsan Yishalo. Once we had a similar machlokes to what was just said, so now we have Ad Heichan. How far should a person go so that he doesn't change his inn? Where he usually stays? Let's say he usually stays at a certain achsanya. So how far does a person have to go? So the same shittas. Rav Amar Ad Haka. Rav says you have to go, you have to stay there until the bailim gets so upset that they hit you. Wow. Meaning, so even if you're not so comfortable with the host anymore, you should stay there until it comes close to blows. Shmuel Amar, Achi Yifshalu Lo, Kalev Lachorim, until they start throwing your stuff out. Meaning, until it starts getting really bad, if you can handle it, you know, it's not appropriate to leave where a person stays. Says the Gemara, what's the machlokas about? Bahakoa di dei kuliamalo pliki. Everybody agrees, if the guy's about to hit you, you can leave. Right, that's not under discussion. Right, you don't have to stay somewhere in order if you're getting hit. Right, you can't be there. And somebody throws your stuff out. So then again, also, that's not a machlokas. Of course, you can leave. Ki pligi bahaka didabisu. Whoa, the machlokas is what if the what's the pashas? Rashi says if they're hitting my wife, they're hitting my wife. That's the machlokas. Mar savar kivin de la didelo mitzar le manafka le mina. Very hard line to understand, right? One says, well, they're not hitting me, it's only my wife, so I can handle it a little bit more. Umar savar, asi la truti. That's what, no. The other one said it's going to cause friction, shalom bias issues. So you know what, you might as well, you better leave, even if he's causing problems to your wife. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's just first finish the line. The kol kach lama, how do you know the issues if I should try to do my best to stay in the same achsanya? Derech eretz, but damar mar achsanya pogim menifkam. If I change my achsanya, I am going to hurt him because people are going to start talking, oh, look who changed. He doesn't do that anymore. Right, lahavdil. Not lahavdil, but just like sometimes when you know people who travel back and forth and all of a sudden, you know, they don't go this airline anymore, they go a different airline. So you know something happened. Right, somebody's giving a better point. Somebody didn't like a certain flight. So you know, so pogim v'nifkam, and also he himself might become nifkam because people will start saying, "Oh, they don't get along." The chulu. So that's why a person should try to stay in their achsanya as much as they can. The difficulty is shitas Rashi here. Rashi says that if they're hitting my wife, that I still have to like according to one shita, I have to stick it out. My nafkamina. What do you mean, nafkamina? It's my wife. Right, ishto kugufo. The Marsha just leaves Rashi Besarachin. Of course, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. We know the Rambam if you mechabed ishto yosem migufo. That explain Rashi says in the line where he says yafshio. Right, he says ishto. She yakeb al bais es achsanoi o es ishto. So how are we supposed to understand that? So if you look in the Eitz Yosef right here in the Ein Yaakov, it's a different shah, which seems to be fit in. And Rashi is literally, you have to figure out what Rashi means. The Eitz Yosef says, no. Whose debisu is it referring to here? Whose wife? Says the Eitz Yosef. He quotes Rashi, and then he quotes the Marsha. Heich lo yochish al tsaru biyish ishto, kitzar di dey, ha'amrin l'chayv adam l'chabit ishto yosem igufo. V'lule de mistafina, if I wouldn't be scared, ayisi omer, shekavana zagamara hu kach, shekishemake lo ha'oreach, o ishto shalareach, ishto kagufo, if they're hitting you or your wife, then you can leave. That's included in hitting you. O moti kelev shalareach lachutz. Everybody agrees. Rashi Lushanos. Ki pligi kishemake balabayis es ishto shalatzmo. He's hitting his own wife. He and his wife are having shalom bias issues. And you're there. That's the issue. Do you have to stay there? Is it going to have any kind of effect? Ubevada yish lo lorech tsar mizeh v'yachol liyo sheyis koteidim balabayis al zeh k'moshu atzinu v'moshu rabbeinu shama rasha lama sakereyacha. Right? It could be that he's going to start getting into fights with him. What are you doing? Right? Butting into his own business, Right? What are you having this relationship with your wife? So so one old, well, it's not his own wife. But they're not bothering them, so you have to deal with this. Okay, and the other one says, no, you're allowed to leave. Anyway, that seems to be a little more ola aladas, that's the case that we're talking about now, where somebody's being miscoted or makeh, or mashal, the kalim of my wife, but only of his wife. Right, he has to get tochach, exactly. He has to get tochach, and that might be beautiful. According to that, this fits into the hemshech of the Gemara. Because this is a tochacha Gemara, just like the previous. Beautiful. The previous Gemara spoke about how far you have to give tochacha. So here too, it's basically the same idea. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Minayin shalo yeshana adam bachsanya shalo. How do you know that a person is supposed to not change his achsanya if he can help it? Right, it says by the Avos. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehacha, Vayelech Lamasa Av. And he went back to his travels. My Binayu, what's the difference between the two sources? Ike Binayu, Achsanoi Da'akroi. Ike Binayu, Achsanoi, it's not a Kavua place. You happen to have gone somewhere. It's Akroi. So which goes which? So according to the Mandarma that says, Me'ahalo, Ahalo is his Ohel Kavua. His achsanoi kavua. If it's just masav, so any of your masaos, you should go to that achsanoi. Okay, good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shalo yishana adam mei umnosa umei umnis avosav. How do I know that a person should not change from his umnis or his father's umnis? You should go into what your father goes into. All right, I would say most people in the world do not do that. I would say, I don't know, I haven't done a poll, but there are those that my father was this and I was this. Right, but that's what the Gemara suggests. Shneamar, as we know that from a set of non-Jews. Vayomer Amelach Shlomo, v'ikach es chira mitzor. Shlomo Amelach had some help in building Bayis Rishon. He got chirom from Tzor, ben isha almanahu, mi mata naftali, v'aviv ish tzori, charet zachoshes. His father was also, in construction. Vayomer mar, ime mi beis dan, so you see this construction, Mishnei Atzadim. Okay, period. That is, you should always go into what your father goes into. What is, what's the message of the Gemara? What's the message? So again, the Ben Yoyada says, three to'alios that you should go in. Ben Yoyada is awesome. You just got every agarata. Right, there are some, like one of them talks about, the next one talks about the spheros, so only if you have that understanding, feel free. But if not, he says here, Nirali b'siyata d'shmaya, hatam kol ba'al umnis yishlo makirin. Your father has clients already. He's already got the business. He's already got all the patients, if it's a practice. Shekorin ba'aravi mamal. Shehem osim kol askamo yodo. V'kol mashi yarek zman harbe b'umnis yirbo makirin. The longer he's been in the practice, in the business, the clients, accounting, doctor, whatever it is. Number one, or inami, al yishan miumnas avosav. Number two, ki al pi harov haumnin mispalalim tamid sheyatzlichu b'neihem uvenei b'neihem beumnas yideihem. Or maybe that's what the father likes and he davens for it. Inami three, umnas avosav hergoba mikatnuso. You've seen this all your life. You're used to it. You'll have an atiyah towards it. The kivach shepasachena b'malacha zu eino katzba. Sometimes we find the opposite. Right? I guess it depends on the attitude of the father when he comes home from work. If he doesn't want to hear about work and he can't stand it, then obviously this, but here it's, if he gets a good feeling for it. Okay, talks about all different types of reasons for this. Okay, the next four lines are major life shas lines. To do Maseches Arachin, just to do the next four lines of Maseches Arachin, Dayenu. I mean, you might have said Dayenu already for Lashon Hara. I've gotten a few people already come to me, wow, Arachin, I'm so surprised. So I don't know how to take that line. So you thought Arachin wasn't a popular, favorite, fun, so we don't want to sell Maseches Arachin, Chas V'Shalom. But here are a couple of lines that we take with us. Says the Gemara, Ad Heichan Tachlis Yisurin. How far does Yisurin go? How far are we supposed to view little things in our lives is that just like it happens, or is that Yisurin? Could we call that Yisurin? So some of this is well known. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol She'ar Galo Bega Lil Boshvei Miskabel Olav. You go to the tailor, they did your hem wrong. It's an inch too high. Or the belt, where they took the waist in. She didn't do it right. And you got to leave it there for another few days. She's got to take it out again. That's Yisurin. Right, you put it on and it doesn't fit. Maska for Rabba Zeira, Vitemer Ashwa Badachmeni, Gedolomizu Amru, no, even more is Yisurin. Afilu Niskavnu Limzog Bachamin Umazgalo Betsonain. Betsonin Umazgalo Bachamin. Last week it happened to me. And I had another guy that I feel I had a thing of soup, you know, you had a little instant soup, you had a little thing of soup in, and in yeshiva you press the button, and by mistake I pressed the cold button, so I used to getting the cold button, I had a soup, I'm like, oh, and I filled it in! Right, I didn't put it in the hot water! It's the exact case! It's got Elizabeth Chaman and Muzgala Betzonein. The exact opposite of what you wanted. You wanted iced coffee, you got hot coffee. Fiat Amrit, Kule Hai. And you say the beggar, even this? Next. Marbury Darvina Omar, Filu Napach Lo Chaluko. Your shirt got inside out. You put it on wrong. Napach Lo Chaluko. Whatever it is, Rashi. Shlolovsha Kesedev, Zark Lahofcho Leposhto. You put it on, and by mistake, you put your undershirt on backwards. Right, and all of a sudden the tag's in the front, you gotta turn it around, takes you an extra 6 seconds. Yisurin! Kodesh Baruch Hu was talking to me! Rava Vitamer of Chizda, Vitamer of Yitzchak, Ramilab Masdi Satana, Afilu Hoshi Yadu Lakis, Litol Shalosh, Va'alu Biyadu Shtayim. I wanted to take out 3 coins from my pocket, and instead I took out 2. Vidavka Shalosh, Va'alu Biyadu Shtayim, only that case. And I only took out 2, because now I gotta reach my hand back in. So that's Yisurin. I will shtayim, I'll be able to shalosh lo. But if I took out 1 extra, that's not Yisurin. It's like a tirchal mishdai. I'll throw 1 back in. So that is all, what we need to know. One more line, and then we'll mention a life Ramban. The kolkach lama. So what do we have to know all this for? What's the purpose of saying tachlis Yisurin? What do we have to know that this is Yisurin and that's Yisurin? L'titanya devei Rabbi Yishmael. Kol she'avir olav arba'im yom below Yisurin, kibel olamo. Then Rabbi Yishmael says, if anybody goes 40 days without having any of these, that's his olam haba. That's his olam haba. So whenever we have these, we should be thankful. B'ma'arava amri, per onis mizdamenes lo. Right, similar idea that if you went 40 days without any of these, so we have to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a package, right? And we'd rather have some Yisurin. Right, I'll read a Ramban in a second. But I heard recently on a shiur from Ephraim Waxman, quoted a story, quoted a mashal that the Chedushi Arim gave someone. Chedushi Arim gave someone. He gave him a mashal. He says there was once a man who knew. He walked into the field and he sees somebody who's in the field. He's like, "What are you doing out here?" And he says, "I'm listening to the birds." He knew the language of the birds. The language of the birds, please teach me. Teach me the language of the birds. He says, "I'm sorry, you know, it's going to make you crazy. You can't learn the language of the birds." He said, "No, please teach me the language." He said, "No, it's going to make you. I can't. I'm not going to. No, I want to. I don't care. I know you say it's bad for me. No, I want to. I have a choice." He spent a couple weeks teaching him the language of the birds. Okay, teach him the language of the birds. So this guy's all excited. He goes to the field, and all of a sudden he hears, you know, his name is Yossi. He says, Yossi's going to have a big fire in his factory on Tuesday. Wow, I got insider information. And he goes, he takes all of his stuff outside from the factory. He moves all of his stuff. There was a fire there that day. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he was able to save all of his stuff. Number one. He says the next day he goes and he hears, you know, the price of this is gonna sink. So he sells all of his property. That again, amazing, wonderful. And the next thing keeps going. And finally, a few months later, he goes out and he says, next Monday, Yossi's gonna be taken to Shemayim. That's what he hears. And he goes back to the guy. And he says, what the, he says, what the, he says, I told you. He says, you know, if you would have gotten your field, your property gone, and your this gone, and your that gone. So this is what was Magia Lacha, these Yisurin. But you didn't get them. You didn't get them. So Kibbol Olamo, it's Mamash Har Gemara. So we have to realize every little headache, every little, you know, always think about why, right, the grogginess, anything throughout the day, the this, says, That's this Gemara, says the Ramban. If you never saw this Ramban, you can open it up. It's in Shar HaGmol. It's in Torah Sa'adam. You have the Kisvei Ramban in the second volume, page Reish Ayin Beis. Says the Ramban, he quotes this Gemara, and he says, Pirisha Inyan Azeh, Min Amikrim HaHovim Binoeg Shel Olam V'Haba'in Al Kol Adam. The things that happen to us all the time. Kagon Shiim Sa Torak B'Maisav L'Famim. Sometimes things take, you get headaches. You're sitting behind a truck down the street and you can't get by. Right, it's this and that. The Yichav Gufo, you get to the elevator right after it goes up. You get to the bus and you just miss it. The Yichav Gufo, because you Yocham Achal Amron, like in a stomachache. She'enem Hagunim, Lefi Teva Shalo, Veroshach, She'amor Bashemesh, I'm in the sun. Ve'yilo mina Yigil Shebos, Afilo Al Malachim. She'kagon Elu, Einitzo Mehen. The only people who don't have these, Ella Harasha Hagomer LeGehenim. She'mekabel Olamo, Ve'shomer Noso Min HaShemayim, La'asos Lo Kol Ritzona Bo'olam Hazeh. She'nemar Yechil Drachal B'chaleis. Aval Shar B'nei Adam. Everybody else in life. Bein Sadikim, Bein Rishaim, Kulam Bichlam Min Hagoshal Olam. And this is what the Gemara says in Arachin, Archeich Antchilas Yisur, and he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes, says that's what this Gemara is talking about. And then he calls Yim Tishal, talks about what's in Nisayon, next paragraph, that's a little different. These Yisur and Yisyonos are different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Menaseh those who he knows who could stand for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matriach Al Yireya Biksas Nisayon Kedishi Kavlu Mitzvos V'yazwa Zan Mitoch HaTorach Kedishi Yischarim Ba'osan HaMitzvos Kafulu Mechupal Afal Pikein Ein Schara Adam B'koach Emunah Shalo Kischar Before My Son. Okay, talks about it, but that's a Rabban expanding on this Gemara, page Reish Ayin Beis here in Torah Sakamol. Feel free to do more there in Shar HaGamol. Okay, that's the take-home Arach and Gemara for the next 7.5 years till we return to it. Okay, says the Gemara Viter, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol says, Ilmale. Tosfos and Megillah discusses Ilmale with an Aleph versus Ilmale with a Yud. War it not or war it? Right, Ilmale with a Yud is war it. Ilmale with a Aleph, war it not. So here, the Shiva Gubetzis changes the Gersa. Ilmale, because we want to say war it. Ilmale, Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu, Im Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Adin. If Hashem would stand the Avos up in Din, and they would have to stand up relating to all the chesed Hashem did for them and their lives, Ein Yecholon Lamo, Rebbe Tochacha. Even they would be makabel tochacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Avos, Shneamar, V'yata hisyatzvu v'yishavta eschem lefnei Hashem es kol tzidkos Hashem asher asa itchem ve'es avoseichem. Your fathers, but even the Avos, have to stand in judgment. The Arachayim HaKadosh, the first Arachayim, first pasuk in Parsha Zos HaBracha, he says it says the Avos, but it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is the only one in history that would not be makabel. He wasn't perfect, we know. Which was Chote, Kas, but he wouldn't have this Tochacha. Why? He gets that from the words, beginning of the Sabracha, Lo Debarach Hashem Berach Moshe, Ish Ha Elokim. Elokim is meaning this Adin. Why is he called Ish Yud Kei Vav Kei? Ish Ha Elokim? Why Elokim? He says, he quotes our Gemara, then he says, Halamata, Ki Ma Shemo Ilam HaTzadikim B'Maaseim Uva His Atzmusam B'Olam HaZeh Eino Elo L'Zchus B'Koach HaRachamim Avo B'Din Lo. As David says, Al Tavo V'Mishpat Es Avdecha Ki Lo Yislach L'Vanecha Kol Chai V'Kano Diakasav Ki Tzadik Zeh Moshe Nis Atzeim U'Pal HaTov Afilu B'Erech B'Chinas HaDin HaRamuz B'Elokim Vehu amro ish ha Elokim. Vim yavo Hashem la'amod imo b'din yuchal ki hifli la'asos hatov v'ha yashar. That is what you're allowed to say. And then he says, you might think that this became naturally to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'haya ish Moshe yish b'kom l'achshov sh'haya anav mitiv o. V'haya b'kulon savlon mitiv o. L'zehi ida Torah alav shekolit atzmuso b'tigbru so. Haramas b'tevas ish. Haya letzad ho Elokim, haya yarei. Vahu omer ish ho Elokim. He was an ish because he was yarei Elokim. It wasn't something that became naturally to him. So that's a second pshat to give to Elokim, that he worked towards Elokim to because of yarei shemayim, and that's how he achieved everything. It wasn't natural, like the Tiferes Yisrael's apocryphal story at the end of Maseches Kiddushin, where somebody came to try to draw Moshe Rabbeinu, and he drew a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu. He takes it back to the face readers, and they say, oh, he's a kasan, he's a rogez, he's... And the king comes to him and says, yeah, inachinami, but I've conquered. I've conquered. I have to channel. Okay, we continue. Zedar dar shem avakshi fanecha Yaakov sela. Pasuk we say in Tehillim, this is the dar shav. Mavakshi fanecha, those who seek God, you have seek your face, Yaakov Sela. Pligi bar abhudin asiya barabana. What does this mean? Ze dor darshav. We're going to darshan this to mean dor means the generation. Darsham are like the darshanim, the leaders of the generation. So chad amar dor lufi parnas. One person says, darshan this pasuk as dor darshav. The generation follows its leaders. V'chad amar parnas lefi daro. The opposite. Its leaders follow the generation. So what does that mean? Lamai hilchasa. I lema lama'al yusal. Is it saying, for the good, demar savar imali dara mali parnas? One says that the nation, if the generation is good, that brings up the leaders. Umar savar imali parnas mali dara. And the other one says, as long as the leader is great, then it brings up the generation. So is that what they're saying? That who follows who? That doesn't work. Because we find some that there was a split. Ha'ikat tzidkiyo. Tavi mali vidari lo avi mali. Tzidkiyo amelech. Right, that he was great. We'll talk about that soon. And his generation was not. The Yehoyakim, the Lo Avimali, the Dare Avimali. Right, Yehoyakim was not great, and his generation was. Dam Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, my dechsev bereishis mamlachos Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu. So that's Melech Yehuda, and the Mepharshim point out that Bereishis is used here. It's very unusual, right, the usage of the word Bereishis, and it wasn't even the beginning of his reign. So we darshan from there. Because of the terrible rishus that he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to go back to Tov Avohu. He looked at the generation. The generation is better than he is, and therefore he was ma'arich af. And Bigash HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hachzer es olam l'tov avo b'bnei dor shel Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo is the opposite. He wanted to be machzer because of his dor. Kivach is talking about Tzidkiyo. Does Yashva Daito? He looked at Tzidkiyo. He was had Yishuv Adas Kaviyachol. So you see that the generation and the leaders might be different in terms of good Ma'al Yusa. So that can't be what this machlokes is about. So Ella Linyan Tukva v'nichusa ka'amrinan. We're talking about whether Ka'as, whether they would influence each other in terms of how they, their midos. Marsha says, Pirush Rat, let me just find the line. Pirush Rashi, Anova, im hador az, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid aleihem parnas az. V'im hador nochin zelaze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid aleihem parnas shemanhigam benachas. Hashem will fit the leader, or will fit the generation to the leader. Right? That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu always gives the leaders to Klal Yisrael based on who they are and commensurate with what would work for them. Who would dovetail with the leaders? Okay, there is a discussion. I'm not going to go through it now, but it's very interesting. In the Parashas Drachim, the Mishnah Malach Sefer, where he has drushas. So in Drush Shnayim Vesrim, the 22nd drusha, he discusses different items. But he has two pages. What type of personality was Tzidkiyahu? If you look throughout Chazals, you have some that say he was amazing and wonderful and great, including this Gemara, and you have other Gemaras that don't say such great things about him. Other Chazals. So he goes through how he's supposed to view Tzidkiyahu. He says, "Mekol ani muchad Tzidkiyahu sa deGamaru v'yish l'tamua tibe malachim ksiva leidin Tzidkiyahu v'yas harab bnei Hashem k'choshar osa Yehoyakim." You have others with davar tema shakozi v'chanel l'Tzidkiyahu b'shem Rasha me'akar shahayab sa deGamur. Right, Vagadazu Soseres, Kolos and Agados. So which is it? So he goes through, he says maybe it has to do with because he didn't protest enough to what others were doing, that's why in a sense he's a Rasha. Lufiza my defsib malachim kochashar also yoyakim akabanah he debre dor ha yerushalm gemurib ko yoyakim. The kimishalom micha bahem kasavalav kochashar also yoyakim or mishamachi kara Rasha the chulu, but he wasn't really a Rasha. And he goes through, he has like six pages here about Tzidkiyahu. Amazing, Kedarko Bakodesh. He quotes Midrashim and Gemaras and Rishonim. That's the Mishnah Melech. Okay, continuing. Hadron Lakish Ba'arachin. So we continue now with the fourth parak. Fourth parak in Mesechas Arachin as we head towards this 34 blot Mesechta. Okay, Hesegyad. Getting back to Arachin. Hesegyad Benoter. Hesegyad is a concept we had before. If somebody makes is ma'arich, then depending on how much he could pay. We figure it out. Bezdin figures out how much he could pay, and that's how much he pays. And even if he gets money later, he doesn't have to make it up. He fulfills his erech right away. So Hesegyad benoder. Hesegyad is decided by the one who made the promise, the ma'arich. V'hashanim benidar. But what years do you go by in terms of figuring out the value of the erech? So that goes by the one who it was said about. V'ha'arachin b'ne'erach, v'ha'erech b'zman ha'ne'erach. An arachin is goes by the ne'erach. We'll have to see why the Lashon switched. Arachin ben ne'erach. You go by the specific amount that the ne'erach is valued as. V'ha'erach bizman ha'erach. And it goes by the zman of the erach. It doesn't go by, you know, how much it was worth later on. Hesig, or how old the person was. If the person was a certain age, that ne'erach, I was ma'arach and ne'erach, and he was a certain age on the day that I said it, and then a month later, before I paid, before I was evaluated, he changed age, and he changed category, you go by the original moment. Good, so that's the four statements. Now we're going to talk about each one. Hesig gad ben noder, ketzad, what does that mean? Hesig gad, you go by a noder. Ani she'erach es ha'ashir, nosin erach ani. So if the ani is ma'arach and ashir, so you give whatever the ani could afford. The hesed gad is determined by the person who makes the neder. For asher she'erach ha'ani, knows an erach asher. That he has to give based on what he can afford, the ma'arech. You always see the hesed gad goes by the ma'arech, how much he could afford. Aval bekarbanos eino kein. The Tanakhama here says, by karbanos, you don't have that. We're not talking about all kinds of karbanos. There's only two kinds of karbanos that has a sliding scale. We have olav yored, right, in Parshas Vayikra, and also Karban HaMetzora. So that's what the Mishnah is going to focus on now. It's going to give that example, but those are two that karbanos that the Chiyuv goes based on financial bracket. So, says the Mishnah, but karbanos eino kein. Harei, sha'amar, karbanos shel mitzora ze olai. If there's a mitzora that has to bring karbanos, and then I say, you know what, I'm going to bring his karbanos for him. They're on me. Hayim mitzora ani, maybe karban ani. Asher, maybe karban asher. So the Tanakhama there says, it goes by, ani and asher aren't determined by the noder. If you say, I'm going to give his karbanos, so you go by whatever he is. And even if he is an asher and you're an ani, it sounds like, then I'm going to have to make it up whenever I get the money. That is all the Tanakhama. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer ani. There's our Omer Ani of Rebbe again, as Yosef Engel points out, the only one in Shas who has Omer Ani by him. We won't go into that right now, but remember the base of Otsar, Klal Lam and Gimel. Rebbe says Omer Ani, and there's a machlokes, whether Rebbe here is arguing on the, or whether the Rabbanan totally argue with Rebbe, or only there's a slight machlokes, we'll talk about, as Hashem. Rebbe Omer Ani, Avarachin Kein, no! The same thing would apply to Arachin. Same thing. What do you mean the same thing? Like the Tanakhama said, no, karbanos are different. No, the same thing with Arachin. V'chi mipnei ma ani, sheherech es ha'ashir, nosin erech ani. Why in the first case that you mentioned, if an ani is ma'arech an ashir, you know why you give an ani's amount? She'en ashir, chayev klum. Because in that case, the ashir is not chayev anything. Not chayev anything. Aval ashir she'omar erki alai. But let's see this case. This is the parallel case, says Rabbi, if to the karbanos case that you wanted to mention. If an ashir says, I want to give my erech. V'shama ani v'omar, mashamar ze alai. I promise to give whatever he's going to give. So that's an Erech Ashir. So he would have to give the Erech Ashir. Because there, the Ashir is the one that's Mechuyev. So says Rebbe, you're not comparing parallel cases, Mr. Tanakhama. You're comparing a case where, you know, if you accept upon yourself an Erech, so you evaluate based on your financial bracket. Because the other person involved is not chayev anything. Masha'enkin, in your Karbonis case, the Mitzorah is Chayiv. So a parallel case by Erechin is where there's two Ma'arechs. There's one Ma'arech, and then I say whatever that Ma'arech said. So there I also would go by whatever he said. Would the Tanakhama argue with that? Would the Tanakhama say that if I am Ma'arech, if I'm an Ani, and I'm Ma'arech, a Ma'arech Ashir, I'm not Ma'arech, I say I'm going to give whatever Ma'arech Ashir, would he argue with that? Machlokas. Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Because the Rambam quotes the Halacha, and he quotes Shitas Rebbe. And everybody says, how can it pass like Rebbe? You could reject the Rabbanan. So the Kesef Mishnah says, it must be that he thinks there's no Machlokas in that case. Right? You would agree in that case, and the Ravid says, what are you talking about? That's the Rambam right here. Ashir Sha'amar Erki Alai, O Erich Ploni. So an Ashir that says, I want to give my Erich, or Erich Ploni. Vishama Ha'ani V'amar Mash'amar Ze Alai. Whatever he said. Hare ha'ani chayev be'erech ashir, shehu erech shalem. Meaning exactly what Rebbe said. Says the Ravid, Zeo ka Rebbe, v'chachomim chokin alav, v'omrim she'enu nosin ala erech ani. So it's a machlokes rishonim, whether there is a machlokes tana'im. In the case where Reuven says, I'm going to give what Shimon was ma'arech. Right, that's the machlokas. And the Kesef Mishnah here says, Rabbeinu Sasam, Mipnei, Mishum Damashpe, the Rebbe Lav Laf Lugia Tanakama Asa, El Lafarish. And you look in the Pirush Mishnayis. He says it Beferish. Right here. Ein bin Rebbe Vachachamim Machlokas. Elam Mevar Lanu Eich Yeh HaErech, Gamkin Doma Lekarben Kamosh Amar Akan Lashonam. Bechulu. There's a problem, because in Amud Beis, we're going to do a Gemara later, Ezrat Hashem, that sounds like they're arguing. Sounds like Rebbe and Rabbanan argue. Okay, I'll have to figure, work that out. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hesegyad b'ma'arichu, it goes by the ma'arich. Why does it use the lashon of noder? Hesegyad is a concept by ma'arich. If somebody makes a neder, we've said, remember the beginning, we spoke about damim and arachin. Demeolai, which is usually how we formulate a person's noder, he's got to pay that no matter what. And when he gets money, he's got to fulfill it. So the Gemara says, you're right. But he uses that lashon because kiddushiv asher tasig yad hanoder ya arichenu hakohen. So you have the lashon of noder also by arachin. So therefore, you're allowed. That's why the Mishnah uses it. Hashanim benidar benerachu. What do you mean shanim? It should be nerach, not a nidar. I did amar hesegad benoder amar nami hashanim benidar. Good. That's why I just uses that lashon. Those lashonos hesegad benoder keitzad ani sherech as asher benoder nerach ani. It goes with a person who's marich by time adamar kro asher tasig yad hanoder benoder tal arachmanah. The noder is what it's tali on. Next part of the Mishnah, Avav Karbanos Einokin, Arish Amar Karbanos Masor Ze Alai, Hayim Masor Ani, Maybe Karban Ani, V'Yafal Gav De Madiro Ashir. Ask the Gemara. Now we're in the Shita of the Tanakama / Rabbanon. By Karbanos, what did the Tanakama say? If somebody says, I'm going to give that Mitzora's Karbanos, and he is a Mitzora Ani, I have to bring a Karban Ani, even if I'm an Ashir. Is that true? If an Ashir says, I promise to give those Mitzora's Karbanos. So if he's an Ani, I only have to give an Ani's Karbanos? Vim Dalu Amar Rachmana, Velo Dalu. If he is poor, he has the Heter. But this person paying is not poor. So do we really, does the Tanakhama really mean that? That an Ani that promises, to an Ashir that brings a Karban Ani only has to bring an Ani? Someone says, no, you're right. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Keshayi Madira Ani. The case that we're talking about is that the Madir is also an Ani. That's why he gets to bring the Ani. An Ani, that's Madir. To say, bring the karbanis of a mitzvah ani brings ani. So the dilma, one second, the Gemara says, how do you know then you have the kula? The dilma lady dechas rachmana, amadira lo to haksiv who? Right? Maybe only on the person, the mitzvah himself, you have the kula. But not the madiro, not the one who promises to bring it on his behalf. So amar avada barava, no, the ein yadoma seges, it says an extra phrase in the Torah. He's poor and he can't. Dalu v'enyu damasekas. What is that extra phrase teaching me? Larabo says anoder. It's to include the noder also has the kula, that if he's an ani, then he only has to bring a carbon ani. So I think about 1 second. I've all madira ashir. But 1 second. So according to the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, what did we just say? The only time where somebody promises to bring a carbon ani's, a carbon mitzora's carbon, and he gets away with it an ani amount, is only if he's an ani. But if he's an ashir, he wouldn't? So what's his point? What's the chiluk between arachin and karbanos? What's the chiluk? In this case also, you're good only if you're an ani. Right? Just like by arachin, you go by what you are. So what's the difference? According to Tanakhama, it's making this big chiluk. Karbanos ain't okay. So what's his chiluk? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's only going to be a chiluk in one case and not the other case. Chada amitzora ani, umadiro ani. One case is a case where the mitzora is an ani and the madir, the one who promises to bring the mitzora's karbanos, is an ani. In that case, there's not going to be any chiluk. It's the same halacha. It's all ani. The chada limute mitzora ashir, umadiro ani. Right, if the mitzora is an ashir and the madir is an ani, so what's that case? An ani promises to bring the mitzora ashir's karban. So what's that halacha? So in a case of arachin, you would go after the noder, because arachin always goes after the noder. In that case, you would go after by karbanos. The ani would have to bring the ashir's karban because you promised to bring a mitzora ashir's karban. He doesn't have the ptur. So therefore, so that's the chiluk according to the Tanakhama. And the Gemara says, why would I have thought otherwise? I might have thought once we compare the cases, remember we had case of, in the same pasuk, you have the word neder and erech, so you might say, you compare them, kamash malan, you don't compare them, period. Says the Gemara, this is another quote, right? The Shinu Kabetzes adds in the word, this is it should be Kidatanya on a brisa. Lefisha Matsinu ba'arachin, Ani sheherich is ha'ashir, no sein erich ani. By arachin, if ani is ma'arach and ashir, he has to give it, right? He goes, I has to get by him. Yochol avzekin, you might think the same thing by karbanos, right? The case that we just said is that, which is the nafkamina. In ani, that accepts upon himself to bring a mitzora ashir's karban, you might think that he gets away with bringing an ani's karban. Tamalomar imdalhu. He's poor.
So if he's poor, he gets to bring Ibdalhu. Only if the Mitzvah is poor. But here, the Mitzvah is not poor. So therefore, the Madir has to bring the carbon of an Ashir. Period. Says the Gemara, finishing up in 1 minute. Ula Rebbe to Omar Omer Ani. Afa Arachin Kain. But what about according to Rebbe, who says they are the same halacha? Right, you don't compare, you don't, aren't machalik between them. Alma, Basar, Chiyuva, de Gavra, Azlinon. According to Rebbe, it's obvious. In both cases, you go by the Chiyuv of the original person. Right, both in Karbanas and in Arachin. So, Vahalot, Tzricha, Kralamute. So, what are the Psukim teaching me? Well, this Pasuk, the one of the Psukim that we mentioned, is teaching me this halacha according to the Rabbanan. That there's a chilik between Karbanos and Arachin in the case of Madiro Ani and Mitzora Ashir. But according to Rebbe, you don't need that because it's the same halacha in both. In both of them, it's the you go by the Ashir, and he would have to bring a carbon Ashir. So Gemara says, "Hu lemute mai." So what is hu excluding? So lemute mitzora ani umadiro Ashir. The opposite case. It's excluding where the madir is an Ashir. Sagadai dachamina. You might think, "Hova amar Rebbe baser chiyev at the gavras lina." You might think, since Rebbe always says you go after the original chiyev, so here too you go after the chiyev de gavra, and you could get the Ashir could get away with an ani's carbon. See on the side, hachanai baser chiyev at the gavras lina. Kamash malan. No, in that case you wouldn't have the patur because he's not an ani. The madir is not an ani there. In Ashir, madiro Ashir, any mitzara ani, he would have to bring a carbon Ashir. Okay, period. Couple of nitty-gritty details, but we came to the maskana, and again, l'maisa, the Rambam says there is no machlokas in the regular cases between the Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Says the Mishnah, Haya ani v'ha'ashir, ashir v'hani. What happens if he changed financial bracket in between? In between what? Rashi says, kodem nesina. That's a question. The Rashi holds it, the crucial point is when you actually paid. Other Rishonim say maybe, Tosfos here and others, maybe it goes by when you're evaluated, not when you pay. According to the Rashi, it sounds like if you're evaluated as an Ashir and then you become an Ani, then you still only have to give the Ani. The Nesina is the crucial moment. Okay, so let's say somebody changed. Ani v'ashir, Ashir v'ani. No sin erech Ashir. Says the Mishnah though, if you were an Ashir at any moment, so you go by Ashir. Go by Ashir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ani v'hashir v'chazer v'hani, no sin erech Ashir. If you were even an Ashir in the middle, you were an Ani when you made it, and then you were an Ani later on, you still have to pay. As long as you're an Ashir in the middle, you have to give Ashiris. Avo, but Karbanos ain't okay. But by Karbanos, we don't say that. We'll have to see what this means in the Gemara, but again, Rashi explains. Karbanos ain't okay. Shem haya mitzora Ashir v'hani, Ani v'hashir, hakol holich achar, havaz Karbanosav. You go by when you bring the Karbanos, according to, by Karbanos. But Masha Enkin, when it comes to Arachin, period. New statement, Afilu, Rashi tells us, Milsa, right, but it's a separate idea. Afilu meis aviv iniach lo ribo, if somebody makes a neder, and they are poor, even if their father left them a fortune, iniach lo ribo, left them a fortune, osvinasa bayam, ubalo ba ribo, a boat's coming, ein lehektish baklum, if you don't have it now. So I don't have it now, so then you could still be considered a poor person. Okay, hopefully we'll get back to that in the Gemara as well. Okay, period. Ani v'hashir asher tasig yad hanoder. Shita adds in v'harei yado maseges. Right, ani v'hashir has to pay as much as you can afford, and here you can afford it. That's not makar. Asher v'hani alpi asher tasig. So you go by alpi. You were able to afford it, but when you said it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ani v'hashir v'chazer v'hani, no sin erech ashir. As long as you're an ashir in the middle, why? By time of Rabbi Yehuda, amar kra. V'im achu me'erkecha. If you're mach, if you're too poor, achim b'makuso mitchilaso v'atzofo. You have to be in a state of mach from beginning to end. Period. Ela me'ata v'im dalhu. 1 second. So if that's true, so let's go to Mitzora. Also. If a person is poor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would he darshan it the same way? Who means throughout. So if he darshans that by the case of Arachin, so shouldn't he darshan that by Mitzora also? And if you say that's true, that's not true. But it's not, because the Mishnah says in Negam, you go by Shas Karbanos. Even if you're not the same throughout. Mitzora shevi Karbanos of Ani v'hashir, Ashir v'hani. So what do you go by? So akol holech achar chatas. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you go after the chatas. Rabbi Yehuda omer akol holech achar asham. V'tanya Rabbi Zeman Yaakov omer akol holech achar tziparim, the birds. But either way, this all three shittas are against Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda himself says go after the asham. But because Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, how we just explained, it says who means from beginning to end. So here you see, he doesn't darshan that way. So the Gemara answers no, because there you have a separate pasuk. Usually he would darshan who, beginning to end, which we're going to talk more about, tomorrow. But Hayin Mar Allah, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Ushlosha Mikra Echad Darshu, really all three darshan the same pasuk. That's why this case is different. Asher lo tasig yado bitaharaso. That the, you don't have enough, you couldn't afford it, by mitzora when you became tar. What does that mean? Rav Shimon Savar Davar Hamachaper, my niyuchatas. The carbon that's mechaper for you, that's the chatas. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Damar Hamachshir. You know, go by the carbon that allows you to do things. That's the asham. Allows you to go into the mikdash and eat kadshim. That's called a machshir. My new asham. Rabbi Yaakov Savar Hagorim Lotara. No, the items that bring you tara, Rashi says, that allows you to get a haircut. Umayni Utsiparim. Right, so either way, those are the three shitas. Ve'ela hu lamali. So what do they do with who? Right, if they don't use who to learn mitzchila vatsof, what do they use who for? The Rebbe kedisle, the Rabbanan kedisle, like we had up above. According to the Rebbe and the Rabbanan, they each have their own chiluk between arachin and karbanis, and that's what the who is used for. It's an important, maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. There's an important ha'ara of the Rav Sadia and Rav Yocham Fishel and Rav Sadia Gon, where he talks about why Rav Sadia Gon, I'll just mention the question now, Rav Sadia Gon counts arachin and mitzora differently. He says that by, let me just find it, he says, Rav Sadia Gon is always hard to know, it's a poem, the whole Sefer HaMitzvos, but Rav Yocham Fishel Pola has 8,000 pages in three volumes to explain all of the, this one page of Rav Sadia Gon. Amnam Yishkan, this is on page 758 in volume 1. Yishkan makom iyun l'chora. Lefi mashamana rabbeinu agon zala kaman, karben ola v'yorid b'sholosh mishlos miyuchadas b'fnei atzmo. La'ashir uladali dalas. The ola v'yorids of achatas, he counts three separate mitzvos. Kol echan mizabah b'navshe. Imkein, but by erechin, he doesn't. Imachu me'erkecha. Why doesn't he count that separately? Havli l'mnosa b'shtei asin miyuchados b'fnei atzmo. Ba'ashir uba'ani. So why do you count all the karbanos as separate karbanos? Ashir and Ani, but by Arachin you count it all as one. So maybe we'll start with that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, and continue with some other items as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha Shir is tonight at 8:45.